This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Holidays at Disneyland. This hour's code word is color, C-O-L-O-R. Take the word color and text it to our contest line, 20357. Do it right now. You'll be in the running for a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, you'll be in the running for the grand prize vacation for four. Four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets. Round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California and a two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is color. Go do that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just come back.
Breaking news, everyone. Breaking news. Yeah. Real quick, I did a story about the Apple Watch and how the app Vitals can help identify sickness in advance. It turns out Vitals is in the new update. So if you've got an app, I've checked my watch and there it is. I see it.
Oh.
It definitely needs to be set up for sleep cycle. So it's happening at night while, and I don't wear my watch at night. I can't. But that's what Vitals is. It will.
You don't have to go looking for this app. It's going to be there when you.
It's in the new update. It's there now. It's on my watch as I speak. I just won't use it because I don't. But if you went looking for it, it's in the new update. So if you need to update. When you do, you'll see Vitals.
Now, if you don't set it up for nighttime stuff, is it still going to tell you all your little, all this little information?
It's I don't
just that
think
it
so.
Needs to, so it won't even be effective.
I can still get the things that I want from the watch, but I don't think Vitals needs to be set up for your sleep cycle.
I see.
Specifically.
So if you're willing to wear it at night, then that might be something
right.
that you would enjoy.
Just wanted to clean up that mess. So there you go.
Well, that wasn't a mess. People have to figure things. Yeah, people got to figure things out, Ben. All we do is point you in the right direction.
Well, there they are going, hey, I don't have Vitals. Well, update your watch.
Yeah.
Then you'll have it.
I hate updating my stuff. I actually get scared every time I have to update it. Like yesterday, that computer is like, you have to restart me because I have to. And I'm like, oh, God.
And then here you are. You're fine. Worked out.
Yeah. Yep. Like, I'm never going to take updates on this Mac. So I'll be like, Tim, it's not working. Anyway, hi. Terrible news yesterday. If you're not aware of this, you know, I actually feel like if you're not set up for alerts on your phone, good for you. I actually think that's it's probably better for you so that when you're ready to sit down and look at news on your computer, you get that. And you know, sometimes I will say it can be you're in the middle of something and news and now your whole world's turned upside down. And so if you don't know this, because it lit everybody's phone up yesterday afternoon, Liam Payne from One Direction, he died in a fall from a balcony while he was in Argentina. And my girlfriend, Sherry, who is a huge Taylor Swift fan. Her daughters were like mental for One Direction.
Mm.
Like they, and that was a real hot ticket when they came through town. And I mean, they jumped through so many hoops to try to get these tickets for these girls. And so every time I hear about One Direction, I'm like, oh, those girls, they were so into it. I don't know if they were into Liam. You know, Harry Styles was the one.
Usually,
people
you know,
like the Louis Tomlinson guy.
Someone takes Donny Osmond.
Right.
Someone takes
has to take
Alan.
You know?
Right.
Who? Yes, Alan Osmond. There were more there. You know, the Osmonds were a bunch of brothers. Can't name another name, but everybody else took Alan. I just wanted one of them.
I think my mom was a Paul guy.
Oh, for John, Paul, George, and Ringo?
Yeah. Mm. Paul was her guy. Sandy, let me know if I got that wrong, but I'm pretty sure I remember you saying you were a Paul guy. Girl, I mean.
Yes.
You know.
I don't remember having a crush on a Beatle.
Well, it's all a window.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That you were the Osmonds. My mom was the Beatles.
Right.
Sherry's kids were One Direction. And someone now coming up will be I don't know.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, right. Okay. Or yeah, that's what right. my kids are into.
Yeah. So former One Direction star Liam Payne died yesterday. He fell from a third floor balcony at a hotel in Argentina. There's a ton of speculation going on right now. But as of this moment, last check I did on TMZ, which, by the way, posted pictures of this dude before everyone went, oh, I didn't want to see that. They did not know yet if the fall was an accident or intentional. And so then, of course, the speculation begins because he has had problems. He did have an incident in the hotel lobby earlier that day where he was belligerent, smashed a laptop, and had to be helped to his room. So that sounds like it might have been part of the problem. Witnesses said he'd been acting erratically. He was in Argentina to attend a show by his former bandmate in One Direction, Niall Horan. His girlfriend, Kate Cassidy, was with him for a while, but she left a few days ago and he stayed on. And then they go, and so we talked at length about this at 6 o'clock, and I'll mention it again at 8, but that's what you need to know. And if you're going to do a deep
people
dive.
With Maddie mentioned it earlier, though, people with addictions problems, myself included, being an alcoholic, hotels are a trigger, man. They are a trigger.
Well, you're alone and right? There's a mini bar.
Huge.
It's not even the mini bar. It's that you are anonymous in a hallway where none of the doors are known to you. And you can do whatever you want. Mm. And suddenly your problem starts working on you. You know what you should do?
Oh, I hate when people say that.
Right outside down the street. Oh, there's your addiction. Right out down the street and on the left, you know what you saw. It's the liquor store.
Mm. Yeah, or room service.
That's a lot more expensive.
Even better, you don't have to leave your room.
Budget. That's true. He's got a point there.
But I'm just saying that if he's got that problem, her leaving might have been the thing that set him free.
Right. Like, finally, I can settle in to my time here in Argentina. So Liam Payne, we'll talk about that. I'll let you know again in case you missed it just now. I want to talk about the Menendez brothers. It is on. There are people going to court from his family.
By it, you mean the release?
The attempt to get these two kids freed.
Okay.
And there are some absolutely horrible details. I'm not going to go into all of them, but there's some things that they talk about and some of these family members talked about that it's very convincing. And you wonder, where the F were you when these kids got sent to jail for 30 years or 30 years ago? Not
I
for
can
30
answer
years
that.
Of life. Yeah.
They had two trials that went to mistrial. Okay. Then the OJ verdict happened. And the next trial they had, they said they couldn't have any of the information about the father abusing them in that trial.
Yeah, they totally excluded any allegations of sexual abuse. As in, people are saying here, if these had been the Menendez sisters and they had done this, it would have absolutely been in there and admissible. Apparently the judge was like, no, that's not. He just decided it didn't happen. There's a letter written by one of the brothers to his cousin detailing his fear and how every night he's sits in his room and is scared that his dad's going to come in and do stuff to him with him.
Yeah, the younger brother was abused all the way up until the killing. And that was evidently that's what happened. Lyle found out and they got real like, we got to end this guy. I mean, allegedly, this is their side of the story, but it's convincing.
So we're talking about the Menendez brothers who are currently in jail. They've been in there for years, 30 plus years, because they murdered their parents. The family of Lyle and Eric Menendez called for them to be resentenced after serving more than 30 years behind bars. This was mostly happened yesterday, arguing that they were victims of heinous sexual abuse by their parents. And they say parents here. Although I am mostly all these allegations seem to be about the dad. And I think they're just saying the mother just didn't protect or step in.
Yeah. She had several times where other family members came to her and said, hey, do you know what's going on here?
Because I have a letter here from your son saying that this is happening to him.
Right. And even one of the brothers abused the other brother and had to in court apologize to him. And I mean, like
it'll mess you up.
Yeah. They were messed up. And the mom evidently, I mean, it's not a reason to kill somebody, but anyway.
So these family members are calling for the brothers to be resentenced. Let's see. Life
by resentence, you mean set free?
Yes, mm-hmm. As in make an adjustment to the sentence that would have ended whenever a manslaughter verdict would have ended.
Okay.
The brothers were sentenced to life without parole in 1996 in a highly publicized trial. We were all there. Well, some of us older people. And let's see, it made them household names. I'm not surprised people are interested in this. I mean, we definitely all watched that stuff. And by the way, that was like, after the OJ thing, there was like a Michael Jackson trial, and there was this trial. Like, I was watching some court TV in the 90s. Like, it went from being this little side channel no one ever would watch to then they made it a big, got a production company in there, and I think court TV's still on all the time, right?
I think so. But yeah, they credit the Menendezes for building that channel, because it was one of the first big trials.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
I did watch every minute of the OJ trial, but part of that, so I took speech and debate in high school, and Mr. Laura taught us that one of the things he taught us of the many, he was one of the greatest teachers ever, but he was like, the highest art form of public speaking is lawyering. Like, this is where you have to be.
You make a case.
And you're like, and sometimes it's life or death that is in your hands, and you've got to be quick and you've got to know everything. And it's really why I was interested at first in that trial. It sucked me in and I became just daily watching of the OJ trial. But it is pretty intense. Mm. It's pretty intense stuff.
Yeah.
So. Well, I'll be interested to see what happens with the Menendez brothers. The mom was always one of the arguments against them. And then the other argument was they went and partied with all the money they inherited.
That was just such an awful look. But so, go ahead.
Again, they were being abused. So,
right.
You know, who's to say?
And they were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kids who'd been really messed up. Like, they were suddenly free from this thing that was on them. More than 20 family members went to, let's see, Clara Shortridge Foltz Criminal Justice Center in downtown L.A., insisting that they were, the Menendez brothers were victims of unspeakable cruelty at the hands of their father, this music executive, Jose Menendez, and that their suffering was disregarded during their 93 trial because society had not yet acknowledged, this is what their main argument, society had not yet acknowledged that men could be the victims of sexual abuse. And here's the quote. If they were, this is... Jose Menendez's niece, Ana Maria Baralt. If they were the Menendez sisters, they would not be in custody. We have evolved and it's time for them to be released. And that's the case they're making.
Okay.
And all these relatives, older ones, ones around their age, I think they're around 50, a bunch of cousins. It's they're all clamoring for it. I hope our 34-year nightmare will end and we'll be reunited as a family. I'm here to ask the DA's office to take into account the full picture, which was hidden for so long. They deserve a chance to heal, and our family deserves a chance to heal with them. This is that Ana Baralt. A 93-year-old Kitty Menendez's sister. I mean, this goes on and on. But they're making a case for it, and, you know, I don't have a pony in this race, but I do feel that I feel like there's enough evidence that it at least should be re-examined. It just seems like that needs to be looked at.
Capurro was so into these guys.
Yes, like weirdly, awfully.
And I don't really...
Written to them a bunch of times.
You know, Scott is so wildly talented, and he's obviously been on the show a million times, but there are times when I'm like, is he being serious?
Yeah, or I know.
Is this...
Right.
Yeah, yeah. He must be kidding.
He's very dramatic.
Yeah. You just never. Sometimes there are certain topics where you're like, I can't tell if he's.
But then he put a whole stage show together about it with, like, you know, a slideshow and
I
all
don't
that
know
stuff.
All
and it
that.
Was funny.
Oh, you saw it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was like, you know, it makes you go, maybe he is serious.
I wonder what he thinks of this. Like, I know he's not in town, so we can't ask him. He's traveling for business, I think.
Yeah, so she's on tour in the world.
But when next time he comes around, it'll be interesting to find out what he thinks.
Well, it's being talked about all the time now. It would be really interesting to hear. And I'm sure he'll have, you know, like Maddie had some nuggets. That's interesting.
So,
everyone's got their little take on it.
Maddie, you're the judge. I'll gavel for you.
Okay.
Set free or more jail time for them?
100% set free.
Oh, 100% set free.
I kind of missed that.
Yeah. I don't want to go 100% set free. I feel like I'll let that play out. It's not that I don't care at all. I don't care enough.
Like I said, I worked on a show that was about the father and also the abuse that he had done artists.
Right.
Like Menudo. Mm. Like, yeah. So I have I'm a little more pro them than other folks.
You've got some insights that most of us don't necessarily have. This is an interesting story. Moving on from that. And so the Menendez brothers in our rear view now, for now, Pope Francis is going to release his autobiography. It's called Hope. It was supposed to be released after his death. He was like, yes, I'll write the book. Italian guy, right? I don't know. Actually, is he Italian? I don't know.
Rarely Italian guys. Right. And I know
that's true, actually. You're right, because they live in Rome, but are they Italian? No,
they very rarely are. Go on, though.
So, Papa Francis, I'm going to go with that. He's got a new autobiography. It's called Hope, and this will be the first memoir written by a sitting pope, and it's coming out in January of 2025. So all he has to do is live until then, and he'll be the first one to have a memoir released while he's alive. Oh, you playing some Jesus-y music?
A little Pope music.
Oh, God, I was like, my computer, turn it off! What is happening?
So, let's see.
He's Argentinian.
Argentinian. Do they speak Spanish? What are they speaking?
So do that impression. Let me hear.
Maybe they're speaking like this.
That's Mario. What are you talking about?
What? You been to Argentina? You don't know. Argentina.
Jesus.
You don't know. Going with that. If there's any more quotes from him, I'm going with that. So he's 87, Pope Francis, and it took him 6 years to write this. He's got a co-writer, and it's a Carlo Musso. It's coming out in January, just in time for the newly announced 2025 Jubilee of Hope. Hope. Hold on a second. It looks like he might have another book out too. Don't ask me.
What do you mean, don't ask you?
I'm actually requesting that you not ask me.
Oh, I see.
As I read further in that, I'm like, okay, now I'm confused. Hey, did you hear about Clint Eastwood's daughter? So her name's Francesca.
Francesca Eastwood.
I think her last name is Eastwood. I'm not positive. Yeah, Francesca Eastwood. So, by the way, if you like him skinny, and I do, she's perfect. And she looks like her mom. I can't think of her mom's name, but when you see her, you sort of...
Is it the blonde from the movies that he was with for all those years?
Yes.
I can't remember
her name. Come take a look at this chick. So Francesca Eastwood beat up her boyfriend. And I guess that she's... There's another picture. So sometimes she has brown hair. Sometimes she doesn't. Let's see.
Sandra Locke. But that's not her mom. They just had an affair. He was married to Frances Fisher. That's who.
Because she looks...
Yeah.
I guess the woman would know if it was her daughter or not, right?
So she beat up her boyfriend story, though.
She beat up her boyfriend.
And you're saying with those stick arms, how could she beat up anybody?
How could she do
She's
it, right?
been framed.
Well, I've been framed. So she was arrested Saturday night for domestic violence.
It's not funny. Sorry, everyone.
No, it's kind of funny.
Well, I mean.
Maybe she has an orangutan.
She is. The photo shows very, very skinny arms.
She's so skinny in these pictures.
She's since put on 10 pounds of muscle.
No, she definitely. I don't think so. Do you want to see some more? Look at these.
It was Clyde. It was Clyde the orangutan.
Left turn, Clyde.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's
crazy. And hold on, there's a picture down here where it's like, what is even happening here? She's like folded. Oh, she's so skinny.
Yeah, but she's attractive.
Well,
money.
They'll keep
babies.
Right. I might take a beating for her.
Oh my God. Don't.
So, what did she do?
So, she physically assaulted her boyfriend as they were driving through Beverly Hills. He called the cops with her in the car after their verbal argument. They're arguing. She starts beating on him and he calls the cops and they said, drive to the police department. You're right down the street. Just come to the police department. So he pull into the lot and the cops come out and the officers spoke to both of them and were like, okay, well, he's got visible injuries all over him and you are under arrest. She reportedly made the $50,000 bail. Seem like a lot of bail? and was released from police custody a little later. Identity of the boyfriend hasn't been revealed. She was last known to be dating someone named Alexander Wraith, if that means anything to anybody. But there you go.
Boy, that name sounds like money, doesn't it?
Alexander Wraith. Woo! It does. Actually, Alexander Wraith sounds like a Harry Potter character or something. He's a Wraith.
Of the Wraith fortune.
Right. Of the Wraith dynasty. All right, so there's that. You know, semi-interesting story. Lifetime, they have the holiday movies. They're all about Sandy. Listen up. This sounds like a fun one.
Ma?
Lifetime announced their It's a Wonderful Lifetime holiday movie lineup. This was a day or two ago. It kicks off on November 16th. So every day there's a million new holiday movies that you can watch over on Lifetime. Among these 12 new movies, there is one inspired by Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's called Christmas in the Spotlight. Mm. And that one premieres on November 23rd. That's, I think, the Friday, maybe, or the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So it's a very familiar sounding plot. Here we go. A pop star who hasn't found Mr. Right meets a professional football player backstage at one of her shows. The football player tells the pop star about his crush on her, and they start dating. With each passing day they spend together, their feelings grow stronger. But can it last in the limelight, especially when they both have such hectic schedules? With people questioning their feelings for each other, are they real or just for show? The pressure mounts from the press, the paparazzi, their fans, and even their family. Sounds great.
Do you have a picture of the cast? Because I'm dying to see if it's a blonde starlet and...
What's it called again?
It's called... Hold on, I was looking for a picture.
Christmas in the Spotlight.
Christmas in the Spotlight. And I don't have one of those. And I don't have any pictures of the cast, but there has to be a trailer or something, right? It's less than a month away, or it's about a month away.
You're absolutely right, Vin.
Does it look exactly like them?
Yeah.
Does she look super Taylor-y?
She's short. She's short, but he's real tall, so she's not as tall.
Can't you see them in the meeting room going, is this too much? Casting it with lookalikes, is that one step too? No, we're already here. Duh.
They're not lookalikes. The guy is actually handsome. So there's that.
What?
Yeah, you heard me.
You want Swifty problems today, huh? All right.
Now the Swifties want them to break up too.
No,
not for him.
Don't.
Other movies that might interest your mom. It actually says that here. Might interest your mom. Include The Holiday Junkie. Starring Jennifer Love Hewitt. Christmas at Plum Hill Manor with Maria Menounos. And A Very Merry Beauty Salon with Tia Mowry. She's from Sister Sister. From October 21st until January 1st, Lifetime is also going to stream 100 holiday movies on their app and website. So they're just available because they have years worth of these things. So Sandy, there you go. Merry Christmas, Sandy. It's a wonderful Lifetime holiday movie lineup and it kicks off on November 16th. Okay, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
A British man with an heir and a spare.
Oh.
After these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at
97.3. Do-do-do-do. It's me. Hi. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Alice in Winterland. The tickets are on sale now at RadioAlice.com, and they are going fast. Do not miss out on this. And 8:05 and 9:05 today, we've got keywords that will win you a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's.
Oh, geez.
Jeez Louise. Cheese and rice.
I closed out my sponsor page. Give me one second, please.
No, take your time, please. It'll be fine.
Shared with me. Sponsor sheet. There we are.
Boom.
This house report is brought to you by Disneyland. Celebrate the holidays at the Disneyland Resort. Alice has your chance to win a vacation for four. All this week on the 5, 6, and 7 a.m. And later on Jane's show, she's the best. You're going to love her. 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m., and 6 p.m. listen for the code word to text our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, get in the running for the grand prize vacation for four with four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstop to Southern California, and a two-night stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotel.
Awesome!
Disneyland, everyone. Okay.
I like that lightning pass. That sounds good.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Swifty here says 707. Sarah, bite your tongue.
Why?
Travis Kelce is hot, and we Swifties want them to get married and have the kind of movie love that makes Vinny happy. I'm with you, Swifties. Also, 831 says, Kelce's mom is in that Lifetime movie.
Oh, no, that she's in a different one. There's one called The Very Chiefs Merry Christmas or something. It's about these Chiefs fans.
Oh.
That's it. But it is, I think that's a Hallmark movie. Can you look that up, Maddie? I think it's a Hallmark movie also about the Chiefs. But they're very romantic. So Okay. It's, you know, it's important that we have romance and football.
Sorry, texter, you don't know.
Well, you might know. Maybe Sandy will write us. No, that's the one about the Chiefs.
She's actually in two Hallmark movies.
Oh, Hallmark movies.
Yeah, but she's a Holiday Touchdown. She plays the manager of a barbecue restaurant.
Does she? And what's the other one called?
I need to know the name of the...
I don't think Holiday Touchdown was the name of the one where a bunch of fans wanted to go. Something I can't remember what the premise was. Does it even matter? I mean, it's just a feel-good movie.
Beautiful out today.
It's
sunny.
It's already pretty.
Yeah, blue skies overhead, sunny in 70s. It's going to be beautiful. There will be those offshore winds, which has caused, first and foremost, there's a fire warning.
Yeah.
Keep your ciggies in your car, please. I know you think, nah, I do what I want.
Don't do what you want.
Please do us all a favor.
Yes.
Like, we all live here. I get it. You think it's your right to litter. Except in this case, it's a flaming litter.
Right.
That you're throwing out. We really
are into the dry grass.
In fire hazard for the next 4 days, they're saying. So there's possible power outages. You can go to pg&e.com and put in your zip code and find out if you will be part of the shutoffs. They'll be happening through.
So they will text you. You tell them.
You don't even need a text. You can put in your zip code and it will tell you on the website.
So you wouldn't get an alert then. This is just
I think you can sign up for those, but I'm saying you can check yourself on the website whether you're going to be part of the turnoffs. So pg&e.com. There might be power outages over the next 4 days because of these offshore winds. They're
get a
dry.
Cooler and some ice. Save your food.
Right.
I have those movies for you. Christmas on Call, she's in. And then Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go.
So none of them are the one with the two.
The other, the one that's
that
on.
Mirrors the love story of her son.
That's a Lifetime one, which I can't even remember the name of that one now.
These are Hallmark.
Doesn't matter. If you're looking for gentle, lovely, very low impact love stories, Hallmark and Lifetime, they got you covered.
Thursday night football tonight, Denver versus New Orleans, 5:15 game time, and two baseball games as the playoffs continue. I teased you with British man with an air and a spare.
But what does that mean?
I'm going to tell you.
So, I mean, that's what they call Prince William and Prince Harry.
Doctors in the UK announced the second ever recorded case of triphalia. This is where a man has not one, not two, but three man areas below.
Like stacked? Are there balls under each one? Or
it didn't come with a picture, Sarah. I don't know exactly how they're fitted in there.
I'm going to see if I can find a picture of someone.
If one is better than the others, is there one
like,
going...
Like, is there a primary and then like two backups?
It doesn't say...
Don't you really only need two?
Evenly distributed or if there is like a main and then the air and spare are just barely visible. You know how someone will go, I have three nipples, but really it's just a dimple. And you're like, I don't know. Was that?
Google that.
I
closed it. I saw a bunch of dissections, and not just humans, other animals and stuff too. Like they were
Why are you looking at this?
I just typed in triphalia and hit images, and then I went, I can't close this fast enough.
Oh my.
Yeah, not awesome. Don't do it.
I'm not going
You're tempted to. I know you're tempted. Don't do it.
They only found out about this guy after he died. He was 78 and donated his body to science.
Oh, as in maybe that's the thing I just saw, the
they
dissection.
They say here, not because of the triple wiener thing.
Oh.
Only one of them was normal. The other two were...
little side pieces.
Mm-hmm. You could barely see them, they say, and they weren't functional, so it's possible he wasn't even really, like, featuring the triphalia.
Do you think that if something happened to the main unit that one of the side ones would have kicked in? Like,
no.
All right, I guess I gotta...
It doesn't look like that's the case at all.
What if it was like, look, I got a job to do. Somebody's got to take care of this. So were they... Are they all attached to the urethra?
These two extra appendages may have caused issues like UTIs and erectile dysfunction. So it's possible none of the three even worked.
None of them. And this guy didn't have like a primary physician that had taken a look at the...
You know, I can see...
The todger?
Depending on who you are, I think it's personality driven as well. But at that time when he was probably younger,
yeah,
it was probably all shame and all... I'm not going to have anything checked out.
I got an urchin down my pants.
They don't talk about stuff like that.
Yeah, they're pretty uptight about it.
Even diphalia is rare. That's
I was actually going to ask you if it was biphalia. Or duophalia. I was just going to ask. I forgot about it, though, and then you said diphalia. Now I know. So
there have only been around 100 recorded cases of diphalia. Oh. Diphalia, I don't know. Either way.
Diphalia.
Whatever it is. That's more likely to happen.
Well, yeah. I mean, three is... I feel like it's one too many. I know. Don't want to... I told you not to look.
I looked.
I told Why'd you
look?
Not to.
I don't know. I think Vinny needs to see one of these.
I don't think Vinny does need to see that.
You know what's funny is this is, he'll and I'm not and asking you to look this up. This is just one of those stories. And then I'll move on to my next story. There was this thing. It's called, what is it called? It's two girls in a cup or something like that.
Oh, two girls, one cup.
Don't look it up.
Yeah.
Don't look it up.
About it.
Well, what I,
well,
what
you guys
I'm,
have both seen it, obviously.
What I'm saying is my friend showed me video of people looking at the video.
Yes.
So there's no, it's not, here's the video. It's people going, oh my God, no! And it's just...
And barfing.
It's just video of people's reactions to this video. And I truly could not look after seeing it. Like, what could possibly make... And then I looked and went, that.
Yeah.
That is what makes people scream and barf.
We used to do it on the air, the show I worked in New York City. We would, when a guest would come in, we would show them that video while they were on the air.
To see if the person...
To get their response.
Way to treat a guest. That definitely feels...
Welcome in.
Welcome in. We've got a little something to show you.
Let's see if you barf over this video of humanity bottoming out.
Oh, it really did feel like that.
All right.
Humanity bottomed out. Literally bottomed out.
And they filmed it.
Yes.
And here's what it looks like. Come on, fast fact.
Okay, I love a fast fact. You know that.
That was slow.
White noise.
Yeah.
Got its name because its spectrum resembles white light. Pink noise was named because its spectrum resembles pink light. And brown noise... Sorry. Noise.
Sure, yeah.
Close. Anyway, brown noise was named after Scottish botanist Robert Brown.
Oh. Why? Is it like
I don't know.
Is
just,
brown noise the sound of digging?
It's very strange that, you know, white noise, spectrum, pink noise, spectrum, brown
noise.
Brown
sound? Isn't that
a
note that makes you, never mind.
Oh, that makes you lose your bowels. Loose your bowels.
I don't know anything about that.
The brown sound.
I've definitely used all of these in an effort to get some sleep.
What is the best one, the brown sound?
I actually do like the brown and pink noise.
Mm.
They're just slightly less staticky than the white one.
Just a little more like...
It's just a little more flat noise when compared to. Despite its name, Philadelphia cream cheese was invented in New York State, not Philadelphia.
I wonder why they were disloyal to New York.
This was in 1872. It was not marketed as Philadelphia cream cheese until 1880. At the time, the Philadelphia area had a reputation for high quality dairy farms. So they used the name to seem more high end.
I see.
I do a lot of shopping at Whole Foods and New Leaf and another place near me. And yet I want my cream cheese to be Philadelphia cream cheese.
100.
They have all the other brands there.
No,
and I'm in the store and I'm like, I'm gonna have to make another trip just for tortillas and cream cheese. But yes, I'm going to make another trip for tortillas and cream cheese.
What do you eat your cream cheese with? What you put it on bagels? What is it?
Bagel.
Yeah. Not in the tortilla that you're also going to.
No. These are separate things, but they're just not the brand that I want isn't available at certain stores.
Are you a whipped guy or the
original cream cheese?
Yeah. I'll do either as long as it's Philadelphia. And I don't want you can keep your light one too. I'm already having cream cheese. I'm just going to go ahead and go full fat. Come on. You know, right. I'm having a bagel with cream cheese on it.
And I will do that sometimes when I'm leaving for surf at, 5 a.m.
Nice
I just make
up,
a cream cheese, eat it on the way, and then I'm ready to jump in the water when I get there.
You know, as much as you love that, I'm surprised you don't do the lox on there. Lox and capers and maybe like some
I've never had lox and I will try them next time they're available.
Yeah.
Because I hear good things.
You love sushi too. Like you'd love that. Delish.
Ferris wheels were originally called pleasure wheels when they were invented in the 1600s.
Why Ferris? Does it say? So maybe somebody named Ferris invented them? Ferris Bueller, perhaps? Ferris.
The ZIP in zip code stands for Zone Improvement Plan. They were created in 1963 to help mail carriers deliver mail more efficiently so they could zip along their routes.
I see.
Ferris wheel was invented by George Washington Gale Ferris Jr.
Oh.
1893 for the World's Columbia Exposition in Chicago.
Oh. Huh. The pleasure wheel invented by the Ferris.
This is not an ad, but I do know, we've got Swifties and then you've got ranchers. Hidden Valley Ranch, the people who love their ranch.
You know what I actually did think to myself, is he talking about the Hidden Valley Ranch? Because that is, people will drink that. Just put that in my coffee cup. Yep. No coffee. What are you doing? I want a cup of the ranch dressing.
Burger King and Hidden Valley Ranch are teaming up to give out giant tubs of ranch with sandwiches at select locations. The tubs are free and they're capable of dipping an entire burger in. I don't really know the burger ranch thing. I've heard pizza ranch. You do burger ranch?
I don't do ranch.
No.
On principle.
What?
I don't do it. I won't have it.
These are going to be available in San Francisco.
That.
They say they're only going to select markets, New York, LA, Chicago, Miami, Dallas, Houston, and San Francisco. So like the top markets in the country.
The Tub O Ranch.
If you want that.
I don't like that. I just feel like that's...
You like that?
I love that.
You take a burger and just go...
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
I'll try it for y'all.
Okay.
Let you know.
When's the last time you had a Whopper?
Oh God, forever.
A Whopper?
I like Whoppers.
That's what we're talking about. Burger King, isn't that the Whopper?
I'd say within the last year, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you know, when I'm driving...
How about the last time you had a Big Mac?
Within the last year, a few months.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, when I road trip, I let myself eat junk food, and I drive down to LA and back.
Everybody does.
So you've been doing that.
Excuse, okay. Right.
Yeah. But yeah, a tub of ranch. Come on, I'll dip on fries and ranch.
Oh God.
Just
sounds like a stomach ache waiting to happen.
It's the thing. It's the sign on the side of the like. There's the okay. We're starving, and there's the burger place.
Right. Because your other alternative is the unknown.
Get off the exit and drive around and hope for the best.
Oh, look, Ma's place. I don't know your Ma, but we're going to give this one a shot. And if it's between that, like some, side of the road roadhouse, you just want fast. I just kind of have something for my stomach and then just keep going. Stupid hunger. Everyone's in a bad mood. Everyone's all peaky. Hangry.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys had to say.
Okay.
Oh God, I'm moving so fast. I lost. Oh, here it is. 510 says, Vinny, a bagel has more sugar than a Coca-Cola. Just saying. Snook in Hayward.
That's probably where you get all your energy for surfing from.
Yeah. I mean, I prefer to eat healthy. I do. But I also, if I go in the ocean for 2 hours, you can't imagine how many calories get burnt.
Like, oh,
I can spin
carbs,
my rings
100%.
like 800, 1,000 calories easily in a couple hour surf.
I think that if you exercise regularly, and I know for a fact that you do.
Try.
Like, you do need to feed your body, and carbs, you know, readily available energy. I think that's perfectly fine. If you ate bagels every day, morning, noon, night, for dinner, lunch, breakfast, for all of it, then you're probably not going to be able to work that off.
Right.
I like it. I really want a bagel right now with lox and capers and like tomato slices. Wouldn't that be good? Oh, that'd be so yummy. Oh, maybe a little cucumber.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Are you ordering that for us right now?
In my head, I am. Yeah. Why, you want one too? What, you want onion? You want onion?
He can try lox.
Yeah, yeah.
I know a lot of stuff went out of business around here, you know, during the pandemic, but wasn't there always like a Noah's or something right at the end of our street?
Yeah.
There was, right?
Yeah, about two blocks down.
I wonder if that's even still there.
You mean around the corner where we used to work?
Yeah.
Like, where is our local bagel place?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. 88 Kearney.
It's DoorDash. You can get anywhere
what
from
are you
anything.
Talking? You can't even get onto this floor without the right card. Have you make friends with the guy at the front desk? That's what we have to do.
Wait, Carlos?
Yeah.
I've already made friends with him.
I know. I'm talking to Maddie. Maddie needs to.
And go
it's not
introduce
always,
yourself to
it's
Carlos.
It's not always him. And early on, like, I mean, he has a schedule. You know, we got to figure that out. You need to know all those people. So that the DoorDash people can get up here.
Most of the time, it's Carlos.
Okay, thank you.
Most mornings, you'll meet Carlos. Right.
Hello, Carlos.
Hi, Carlos.
He's very nice. Nice young man.
The sugar in Coke is totally different than the carbs in a bagel, says 707. You guys don't.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. You don't have to have a fight about it.
I'm just trying to grab something. It's the same with the oatmeal. Sometimes I have to eat while I'm driving. It's just it is what it is.
And also, I'd like a Coke with my bagel. Is that be okay? Just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Just trying to be hilarious, Ben. Also, a spoonful of sugar. That'd be great. Thank you.
Can you get her a drum hit, please?
Boom, boom. I think I have one of those. Hold on.
I don't know where.
You definitely have
one. Oh, there it is.
Oh.
We both found it at just about the same time.
That was a lot.
That funny.
Someone wrote in and said, I'm with you, Vin. You got to have Philadelphia cream cheese. It's that one.
Yeah.
Oh, someone else said Philadelphia cream cheese block or tub. I prefer the block. I go with the tub because the block.
So much easier.
You slice through and then you start tearing that foil or whatever.
Well, you know you can unwrap that. You put the stand up, you can unwrap it and then wrap it back up.
But the bottom underneath it.
Yeah.
Where you're chopping into.
Oh, you're saying you're cutting through the foil.
On the bottom.
Yeah. Why do you have to use such a sharp knife? Use a little butter knife.
I'm very strong, Sarah. It's got nothing to do with
you gotta
the blade.
You got to learn about your own strength,
man. I'm super duper muscular, and I'm chopping right through the cream cheese.
I have been noticing
your muscles. You noticed this
morning. Yeah. I'm lucky I haven't chopped through the countertop.
Yeah. You must go through cutting boards at your house.
Powerful, strong.
Like toilet paper.
What's coming up in the trash?
I don't know. More talk about your biceps, I think.
Oh, thank God.
Also, Winterland tickets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.